Good morning. Today is January the 22nd, 2013. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm honored to be with you today and to join you in this time of just sharing stories and also worshiping together and sharing scripture together. We're going to continue what we've been doing for the past couple of days, and that is sharing song stories. Just stories about songs that have come out of our church, just corporate songs that have been written out of our local body, and just sharing what the Lord was speaking during that time that they were written, and also in just sharing the scripture also behind and what the Lord continues to speak today through those songs. And so we've had Lori Lopez, who writes with me. She has been here for the past couple of days sharing. She is sick today, and so please pray for her as she gets better. But she emailed me last night just her response to the song that we're going to be talking about today. And so I'm going to read that response in just a little bit. But I want to start in the book of Titus, chapter 3. Starting in verse 3. And I love this passage in this section just because it so eloquently and beautifully talks about the renewal that we receive as believers and as children of God. Let's start in verse 3. At one time, we too were foolish and disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. And so this brings us to our song story today. And the song is called For the Sake. This was written out of Ezekiel 36. And so I'm going to read Lori's response to this song today. She said this: For the Sake was actually the first song that I was inspired to write after having my son, Cruz. This was a huge deal to me because throughout my entire pregnancy, I struggled with reading the word, devotionals and books, and really anything longer than a couple of sentences. This really challenged my time spent with God each day, because often the majority of my time seeking the Lord was spent reading. It seemed to be a very dry season for me spiritually. I remember fretting over if the Lord would ever give me a new song to write again, if I would ever get back my desire to spend time delving into His word and studying His character. I remember sitting in church during Glenn's message, and he kept referencing God's desire to be our God and for us to be His people. Glenn often speaks about God taking away our heart of stone and replacing it with a heart of flesh, how God would, by His Spirit working in us, that He would change our hearts to operate out of a desire to keep His commands, not out of fear and obligation, but a real desire to keep His decrees because we know Him. We trust Him and love Him. This passage, Ezekiel 36, is a foundational passage for our church. So I went home and I read through the entire chapter and read several commentaries related to it. What struck me the most is that God says that it is for the sake of His name that He will redeem us. When God looked at Israel, His chosen people, and saw how through their actions and attitudes they defamed the name of their king, He vowed to make His majesty and His sovereignty apparent to all nations through the holiness that they saw in Israel. They would know that He is the sovereign Lord by how they see His people behave and react. Fast forward to Jesus talking to the disciples in the upper room. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So in the verses of the song, I try to describe the things that God said He would do for His people in Ezekiel 36. He would bring them back to their homeland. He would cleanse them of their sins and give them new hearts that would be eager to follow His commands and put His Spirit in them. And then the chorus is our response to God's gracious mercy. You are my God, and I am yours, forgiven, redeemed, made whole, restored. You are my God, and you are Lord. My life will proclaim your worth forevermore. I remember the collaboration on the melody and the music. It was quite amusing at times, with one melodic idea being compared to Say a Little Prayer for You, which is secretly one of Kevin's favorite songs. I guess I'm outed now. Guilty. And continuing on, we went through several versions, and I think the one that we ended up with was a hybrid between the initial melody and the one that came in the wee hours of the morning when I was taking care of my little boy. And this was so much fun to work on with our amazing band. The creativity that they had with the instrumentation was so great, and it just lent itself to the song wonderfully. And so that was Lori's response there. And I just want to echo and just to confirm what she said. I mean, this song, for me, was the beginning of a new season of songs for our church. And I remember this being the first one whenever it was written. And so this was, and really to me, just the songs and just what the Lord was speaking took a new direction from this song onward. And so this is very much a song of renewal, both in the lyrics, but also in just the season that this song was written in. And I love, again, just that in Ezekiel 36, what this song is written from, that it is not for the sake. It is not for our sake. It is not just strictly for us, but it is solely for the sake of His name and the sake of His glory that He goes on and redeems His people. And ultimately, those things are for our good. Those things are, we get to, as heirs, as we just read in Titus 3, that as we are heirs having the hope of eternal life, that we get to partake and take part in all of these things fully. And so, so I'm thankful today that he has let us take a part in this renewal process, that He has let us take a part and be able to see His hand working. I'm thankful that we have been given a heart of flesh, and that our heart of stone has been removed and dispelled, and that we can serve our God not out of fear and obligation, but that we can serve our God because we love Him, and that we are getting to know Him, and that it is our natural response to who He is and what we are coming to know about Him. I want to pray for us today, and then we're going to listen through this song, but I just want to pray that this would be a reality for us, that the Lord would continue just to renew the hearts of His people, and that we would respond. Let's pray. Jesus, I come before You today. Jesus, I thank You, Lord, just for this rebirth and this renewal that we are experiencing. Jesus, I thank You, Lord, just for whatever season of life that we are in. Lord, whether it is fruitful and just full of words from You, God, Lord, or whether it is a dry spell, Lord, that we are waiting. Lord, just whatever season that we are in, Lord, help us just to be faithful. Lord, to not squander the time that we have. Lord, thank You that You are moving and working in the hearts of Your people. Lord, and Lord, I pray today that You would continue Lord, just to continue just to give Your Spirit's life and power to us, God. Lord, we need it for today. Lord, we need it for tomorrow. Lord, we need it for our families. Lord, to operate out of Your Spirit. Lord, and as Your Spirit's working in us, Lord, that we obey out of love and out of delight, God. Lord, may this personify our lives, God. Lord, that we are following You, Lord, out of love. Lord, out of a desire, Lord, to know you and trust you. Lord, so we declare today that out of this chorus that you are our God. And we are yours, God. We are yours, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
For the sake of your name, you call us, bringing us back to you. Because of your love, you cleanse us, giving us hearts anew. By the breath of your Spirit, you move us to follow your decrees. By the power of your hand, you give us everything we need. You are my God, and I am yours. Forgiven, redeemed, made whole, restored. You are my God, and you life will proclaim your word forevermore, forevermore, yeah. For the sake of your name, you call us, bringing us back to you. Because of your love, you cleanse us, giving us hearts anew. By the breath of your Spirit, you move us to follow your decrees. By the power of your head, you give us everything we need, yeah.
For the sake of your name, you call us.
bringing us back to you.